The animal's a trepha. It's missing one of the 18 trephas that has a hole in the head, a hole in the lungs. Even though it's a trepha, still your levis, as long as it's alive, it could give birth. So what can you tell me then? So then, from this pasuk of Malachaya Zera, it means that it has to be Roshi of Arm Shalom. Says, so I don't, what do I do with the pasuk of Kolachai? So Mer says, Omachor, the pasuk says, Itcha, that bring these animals into the Teva, Itcha, like you. Meaning, V'dayim L'chor, it has to be like Noach. So the Havamina is that Noach was a Shalom, not a Trefa. So from here I learn out the animals cannot be Trefas. Mer says, no, but V'dilma Noach Gufa Trefa Eve. Maybe Noach was also a Trefa. So the pasuk says, bring the animals in like you, maybe it means animals that are trefas. So therefore I need a special pasuk of Malachaya Zera to say, not a trefa. Yeah. So Mar says, no, tomim tzivbe. It says by Noach he was a tam. He was complete. So Mashmi was not a trefa. So Mar says, no, tedilma tomim bedrochav hoya. Maybe it was a tam means he did mitzvahs, he acted nicely. So Mar says, no, tzadik tzivbe. It says already there was a tzadik. So Mar says, so what? Dilma maybe means like this. Tomim vidrochav. He was a tam vidrochav, Rashi says it means ono vishvaruach. He had good midas. He was a very humble person. Tzadik means b'maisav. He did mitzvahs. Rashi says, tzadik b'maisav. V'loi chomet. He did not do gezel. He was not stealing. He did not rob from anybody. So maybe both pertain to his actions. He was a tzadik. But not that he himself was a tam and not a trefa. So Mar says, no, the story is like this. Do not think that when the pasuk says itcha, bring animals in like you, it means to tell us that just like Noach was a treifam, the same way the animals you bring in should also be treifas. That doesn't make any sense. You can tell me to think that the Noach treifa heve, that really you want to tell me Noach maybe really was a treifam. So then what are you telling me? What is the pasuk teaching us then? Omale rachmono, the Torah is teaching us Kavosech ayol, an animal that's just like you, in other words, only trefus should come into the teva. Shleimim loit ayol, but you should not bring a shalom, a complete animal, into the teva. This doesn't make any sense. So, it doesn't make any sense, the Torah should teach you, only take animals that are trefus. That doesn't make any sense. So since the Pasuk is saying, take animals that are like you means to teach us something, that just like you, is a shalim, the same way the animals should also be shleimim. They should not be treifas. So the kids who learn out from this pasuk itcha that an animal for korban, even for a ben noach, cannot be a treifa. So Mar says, right? The hashtu the nafkulam itcha. If shneimim nafkul itcha, have you like him? Lechayo zerulomli. Why do I need the pasuk that the animal should be also like should not be a treifa from the pasuk lechayo zera? I know from itcha. So Mar says no. Just from the pasuk itcha, meaning bring the animals in, they should be like you. Maybe the pasuk just means noach, you need company here in the teva. You're going to be here for a year's time. You need company, so take in the animals to keep you company. Maybe the animals are just itcha means they should be your companion. Even an old one that cannot give birth, or a sarath that cannot give birth. Therefore, kosar rachmana zera. The pasuk says lechayir zera. They have to be animals that could give birth also. So, kitzah, this is the reason why 3 days in advance, because that's the time that the goyim are thinking about their korban. They're thinking about their avodah zarah, and therefore, when they're oisik and worrying about their avodah zarah, any good business deal they do that makes them happy will only cause them to worship their avodah zarah. We will soon see. Iboilu, I have a question like this. Shloisha Yom, that's what the Mishnah says, 3 days before the Yom Edom. Does it mean Hain V'yadayim? It's three, meaning the Chag itself also. So it's 2 days in advance and the Yom HaChag. Or Duma maybe no. Hain B'lo Yadayim. When it says three, it means 3 days before, excluding the Yom Chag itself. So really it's 4 days you have to refrain from doing business. Toshima, come in here. Rabbi Shmuel Leim, we'll have the Gemara later soon. Rabbi Shmuel Leim there, Shleisha Lifneim, or Shleish Leachreim. He holds 3 days before the Yom Chag, you cannot do business, and 3 days after, you also, it's also to do business. Yeah. Now, E, Sakadaitach, Hain Viedeim, it means when you say three, it means with the Yom Eid itself also.
If so, Rabbi Shmuel Yemedem Choshev Lu Mikaro and the Choshev Lu Lubsayf.
He says 3 days before and 3 days afterwards. If you're going to tell me when he says 3 days before, meaning the Yom Chag itself also, so really altogether it's only 5 days. And he's saying three before and three after, Mashma 6, that he's including the Yom Chag both ways, in before and in afterwards. And that doesn't make sense. So be more Mashma that the three is excluding the Yom Chag itself. Therefore he's saying it's a whole week. It's 3 days before and 3 days afterwards, and the Yom Chag. So be more mashma that when it says three, it means three before. Samura says no. Maybe Aidi Ditoni Shlosh Lefneim. Maybe since he uses the first lashon of three before the Yom Edom, which maybe means only two and the Yom Chag itself. But since he uses the lashon of three before, Toni Nami Shlosh Lachreim. He already uses the same lashon three afterwards, which really only means two afterwards maybe. Okay. This wouldn't be a proof. Okay. Toshma, come in here. The Yomer Rav Tachlifa Bar Avdimi, Omar Shmuel, Yom Echol Divrei Rabbi Shmuel Liel Masa. A Sunday. A Sunday is also Leilam. Every single Sunday, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's also to do business with a guy. It's always considered day Yom Chag every week. 1 day a week, we'll soon see later, it goes on Sunday, they always worship their Avodah Zarah. Now, if you want to tell me it means three before, means really two before, and the Yom Chag itself, in the more later means to say that according to Rav Tachlifa Bar Avdimi, everything, the whole year, it's also to do business. The more asked the question later, that if you hold like Rav Avdimi, that every Sunday is also to do business, and you hold like him that says three before and three after, so the whole year it's also to do business. But it's asking, what's the Gemara's question? If you tell me three before only really means 2 days before, and two days afterwards, if so, Yom Rishon is the Yom Chag, so Monday and Tuesday is also, but then you have Wednesday and Thursday that you're allowed to do business. So what's the Gemara's question? You should always be asked to do business. You have Wednesday and Thursday that is permissible. The Ika Abol B'Chamish V'Shari. So Gemara says true. Ali B'd Rabbi Shmuel K'miboyle. According to Rabbi Shmuel, I have no question that he for sure means Dehein B'Loye Dayim. He means to say three is really 3 days before the Yom Chag. Him, I have no question, I have no doubt. Therefore, according to him, the whole week would be also. Keep coming boiling. We don't have a question, though. Ali b'd Rabbonin. According to Rabbonin that say, no, it's only also 3 days before, what does 3 days before mean? Does it mean really 3 days before the Yom Chag? Or does it mean 2 days before, and the Yom Chag is the third day? Some Ravina says, Toshima coming here. Sounds like this. V'eilu heine deyim shvedik chav. This little Gemara later we'll have. That these are the Yom Chag, Yom Edom, the Chag of the Avodah Zarah. Kalandra, that's one Yom Chag they have. Sudrinya, another Yom Chag. And the Katsiyim, another Yom Chag. Now, the Omer Rav Chonin Bar Rova. Kalandra, Ches Yomim, it takes 8 days. When? Achat Kufa. After the Tkufa, the winter Tkufa, that's when, and that's how long it lasts.
So she say,
The Fnei Tkufas Tevis, right. Have you a day on Kol Shemayin? All 8 days, right before Tkufas Tevis, that's the Chag. Now, Makalandi was Ches Yom Noket, Achat Tkufa. It's 8 days after the Tkufa. And Tatrunya is Shemayin Yom Lefnei Tkufa. That's 8 days right before the Tkufa, before the winter starts. And the Samnecha, what's the Simin? That Ochor Vekedim Tatoni. You created before, you created later, and then before. In other words, Ochel comes first before the Kedem. Here also, the first Edom is 8 days after the Tkufa. And the second one was called 8 days before the Tkufa. Now, V'yisakadaitach, Hain, V'yedeyem, if you tell me, says, when it says eight, it means them, and the Yom Edom itself also, Sasar heaven. And so there should be 8 days over here. Ten. But he said about the Yom Eid. Kochoshi Matnissin. Im Yom Shalafonov. Asar Yom Hevei. Lohu. V'yamai Ketoni. Shloisha. Asara. Umar Shloisha. What does it say? 3 days before Asara boiled him, isn't he? Me'acha de Kaimlon. De Shmoni Yomim. Moshech Yom Eid.
If you're telling me now that the Yom Eid itself, the Chag itself, takes 8 days, if you're telling me when it says 3 days before, it means really only 2 days before. And the third day is the Yom Eid itself. Here we see the Yom Eid itself is 8 days. So you're telling me the whole sum of before and the Yom Chag itself, it's not three, it should be 10. How come it says only 3? So Gemara says that's not a good proof. Maybe Tana Kule Kalandra Chodi Yom Hu Chashav Lei. Maybe the whole Chag itself will consider like 1 day. True, the Chag itself, their Yom Tov, they continue for 8 days. But the Mishnah only means to call it 1 day. So still, when it says Shlosh Yomim, it means 2 days beforehand, and the Yom Chag itself, which could last for 8 days, so still there's no proof. Some Rav Ashi Vashi says, Toshima, it says clearly, Lefnei Eidehem, Shalom Tikachovim, Shlosh Yomim. So clearly, before their Chag, 3 days in advance, it's also to do business. Now, Vi Sakodaitach, Hein Vi Eidehem, if the Mishnah means 3 days, with including the Yom Chag, Lifnei Eidehem, Shalom Tikachovim, Shlosh Yomim. Should have said straight, 3 days of their Chag is also. Why does it say 3 days before their Chag? The Chitam, maybe you tell me, why does it say 3 days before their Chag? Maybe it only means to tell me, that it means to exclude after their Chag. We do not have to have the Issa. It's only before their Chag. Tomorrow says, no, if so, listen, Adam, Shlodim Chavim, Gimu Yom Lefneim. Let us say clearly, 3 days before. Why does it say, Stam, that 3 days is also? El Shmamino, Hein V'lo Yedeyim Shmamino. This is a good proof that when the Mishnah says, Lefnei Yedeyim Shloshi Yomim, it means 3 days before the Yom Chag. They're preparing themselves 3 days in advance for their Avodah Zarah, and therefore any business they do, anything good that happens to them during those 3 days, they'll be Moida to their Avodah Zarah. That's on the Mishnah. 3 days before the Chag is also.
But nothing after the Chag?
That's the Machlokes later. We'll see how we paskin. That's the Machlokes of Zion.
No, we only have 3 days. We don't
pass
the 3 days.
I have a question like this. Now, Iboilihu, what exactly is the Issa in the Mishnah? Why can't a Jew do business with a guy 3 days before his Avodah Zarah? Iboilihu, what's the Issa? Mishum Havocha is because you're giving him plenty. It means you're giving him extra money. And that's going to make him happy. So Rashi says, Mishum Havoch, before giving him profit, right. Rashi says, the Rovach, when he has profit, the Ozolu Moidel Avodah Zarah, that will cause him to worship, to thank the Avodah Zarah. The Ova Yisrael Mishum Lo Yishoma Apicha. There's a pasuk in Shmos that says, you should not cause an Avodah Zarah to be mentioned through your mouth. Lo Yishoma Apicha. Through your mouth, it should not be heard an Avodah Zarah. It means you're not allowed to cause the guy to say Avodah Zarah. So as the Mashma, it's only Nisa the Rabbanon, the Rashi was on the Pasuk, think it's only Igroma. We're afraid, maybe you're going to cause him to do this. So it's not for sure, I don't know, the Koranim say it wouldn't be Nisa the Raisa. It's the Nisa the Rabbanon. But Nisa the Rabbanon is we're afraid that by you giving him profit, he's going to go and be Moida, mention his Avodah Zarah, and if you know for sure he's going to do it, it'll be Nisa the Raisa. Here that you have a doubt, Midi Raisa it's Muta, but Midi Rabbanon it's also. That's one way. So one issue is Mishum Avach. I do maybe know Mishum Lefnei Ivel Asite Mishum, that you're giving a Mishla stumbling block to the guy. So Rashi says the Mazvun Lei Behema, that maybe you're going to sell him now an animal or Magrivel Avos Chavim, and this guy is going to take your animal and use him for the Avodah Zarah, and that's Navera. O Bnei Noach Nitzav Oleh. That's one of the Shev Mitzvot Bnei Noach, not to worship Avodah Zarah. The Yachas Misheva Mitzvahs, Bedala Mitzvahs to Sanhedrin. Now, in the Hidiyar Minun, Oman Vatirin, even though we had before Hashem took it away, what we had before it only means Hashem took it away, not, they won't receive reward. But there's still an Issa for a guy to worship Avodah Zarah, therefore there's Lefnei Iver, that you're not allowed to sell an animal to a guy, because you have to be afraid you're causing him to worship the Avodah Zarah. And even the way Tosha says, that's Lav Davka selling an animal, any business you do with him, for the same Svara, any business, anything good you cause him, we're afraid that's going to cause him now, with that money to buy a korban. He'll buy the Avodah Zarah. So maybe you're over the Yisla Sneiva. We'll still see what the difference is. For the moral of my Nafkamina, what's the difference what the Yisla is? Both ways it's also to be nice to a guy before his Yom Chag, whether you're giving him profit or whether you're causing him to buy the korban. So Mar says, Nafkamina is the Yisla Beimel Ludidei. what's going to be if the guy already owns his own animal? He has already his korban set aside for his avodah zarah. Imishum havocha hakom avrechlei. If there is that any profit you give the guy, you make him feel happy, that will cause them to thank the avodah zarah. Especially, see, over the yisra lo yisham alficha, it would apply the yisra. But the yamr mishum iver, it's only because of the blind person. Let's see, the mission, not put a stumbling block. Ha isla l'diday, he already has his carbon. So the fact you give him another animal is not going to cause them to worship the avodah zarah. If you're afraid he's going to worship because of you, if he has his animal, we're not afraid. That's the question. So the Gemara, that's true what you're saying, that if the guy already has one carbon and now you sell him another animal, there's no isla of naivor. Well, Tanya, we learn like this. Omar Rabbi Nosson,